the Joy and Light Bus Company. Number one ladies detective agency. Book 22. Written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by Adjua Ando.
Neither Charlie nor Fanwell was at tea that morning in the office of the number one ladies detective agency. Charlie was on paternity leave, his new wife having given birth to a son the previous week. The idea of paternity leave had come from Mara Motswe rather than from Charlie himself, and had been enthusiastically supported by Mama Kutsi, who thought that giving men paternity leave was a good way of showing them just how demanding it was to look after a newborn baby.
"Many men," she observed, "have no idea how much work a newborn baby is, Ma. They go off to work and don't think about it until they come back in the evening when the baby is all fed and settled. Then they think, this baby business is not all that hard. What's all this fuss about?"
Mara Motswe nodded. She agreed, up to a point. There were many men nowadays who did know what it was like to look after a baby, and many of these men were prepared to share the burden. But she was not sure if Mama Kutsi would be prepared to accept that.
"There are some men these days, Ma," she ventured, "who are very good with babies."
Mama Kutsi cut her short.
"Very few, Ma. Maybe one or two modern men, but most men are not modern."
This statement was delivered with a challenging stare, and Mara Motswe had changed the subject. It arose again, though, when Mara Motswe suggested paternity leave for Charlie.
"Such a good idea," said Mama Kutsi. "That will show him."
"But more than that," Mara Motswe argued, "it will give them time to get together as a family. It will be good for all three of them."
Mama Kutsi grudgingly accepted this, although she added the qualification that the paternity leave should be no more than 10 days, as she was sure that Charlie's wife, Queenie, would be keen to get him out of the house after a while.
"You do not want men in the house, you know. Men get in the way if you let them stay in the house."
"Oh, I don't know," Mara Motswe began. She rather liked having Mr. Jelby Matakoni in the house, which was one of the reasons why she so enjoyed the weekends.
He did not have to be doing anything. It was perfectly all right for him just to be there, sitting quietly in a chair. His presence, though, was somehow reassuring.
Mama Kutsi had more to say on the subject. "I have a cousin, Ma," she went on. "She lives up in Mahalapye. She has built a separate house for her husband in the yard. It is a small rondavel, actually. Just one room. But that is where he has to go during the day."
Mara Motswe drew in her breath.
"That seems a bit harsh, Ma. Men have their feelings, and I..."
She did not finish.
"He is very happy," Mama Kutsi interrupted. "She says that she does not hear from him very much until it's time for dinner. Then he is allowed back, and they can talk about the things that happen during the day. She says that it is far easier for her if he is not in the house during the day.